Alright, today we're up to Daf Dalam and Aleph. We'll quickly chazer Dalam and Beis. And we want to say Gimel and Beis, sorry. Yeah, we can't chazer before we learn. We're chazering Gimel and Beis, and then we'll learn Dalam and Aleph. I want to say that the reason why Yom Kippur has Prisha Shiva for Avad Yom Echad is that it's similar to the Miluim, because just like the Miluim, it came from the Kohen Gadol, so the same would be true of Yom Kippur. Gemara asks, what if you hold that on Yom Kippur it didn't come from the Kohen Gadol, rather it came from the Tzibur? So the Gemara answered that no. When the machlokes between Rav Yosher and Rav Yonason, whether all kichas come from the Tzibur or not, that's what we call kichas da alma. Let's say the Ketairis, the Chatzaitzris. However, the Miluim and the Yom Kippur, if you look in the Psukim, one pasuk is being mefarish to the next, but it says kach lecha by Yom Kippur. It says it again by Miluim. So therefore, it tells us that both Miluim and Yom Kippur all came from the Kohen Gadol. Rav Ashi said, the similarity between Miluim and Yom Kippur is it's both a aisle for an oil and a par for a chatos, as opposed to Roshon and Shavuos, they're both oilos. Ravina's Teretz, Miluim, Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol. That's it. Ikad Amri, Miluim, Yom Kippur, Tchila Mitchila. What does that mean? So the Gemara says it means Tchila b'makam me'avayda tchila makavayda, meaning both of them, Miluim was the first time the Malach was done in Mizrech HaChitzin by the Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur, Fnail Fnim, by the Kohen Gadol. We had a Machlaikis, Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, whether both Para and Yom Kippur was learned from a Pasuk, which is the way Rabbi Shua ben Levi learns, or like Rabbi Yechanan, who says that Para Adum is only a Maila ba'alma. Now, even though in our Mishnah, even though we quote Rabbi Yochanan as saying that both Miluim, both Paraduma and Yom Kippur seem to be deraisa, that's his Rebbe talking and not he himself. Mar said, if you learn everything from Miluim, so whatever is ma'akiv by Miluim, should be ma'akiv in regards to Yom Kippurim. Example would be, you have to be mafrish, the Kohen Gadol, and the Bimkaim. And the one taking over seems to indicate not like that. So they said, okay, so what else should I do? Where else should I learn from? Learn from Sinai. And by Sinai we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the clouds for 6 days before he went up to Makom Kodesh. So Hu Adin, Yom Kippur should be the same. You stay for 6 days until you go up to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah. Okay. Dalim didn't wake up from yesterday. Dalim didn't wake up from yesterday. 6 days? 7 days. 7 days. So he said that the Mishnah is going as Shitzer Yehudim and Beseir, who said that were Chayshish in addition to the Tumah of Tumas Keri, but Tumas Beseir, which means that maybe the Kohen Gadol is becoming Tameh from the fact that he lived with his wife prior to Yom Kippur, and therefore he needs 7 full days. And on the 8th day, Yom Kippur. Meaning?
We're learning out from Sinai, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one day. It should be 6 days. Now, we're ending the 7th day just because we're closer to 4.
Correct.
So mean that there are two different reasons for the preachers, the full amount of preachers.
Correct. Well,
so
either...
It should be that the Chayra, that there are two different reasons for Meluim.
No, that's Sinai.
Prisha. It's not just one reason.
That's because our Mishnah goes to Computer Ben Beseira. If you don't go to Computer Ben Beseira, then you wouldn't have the question. According to Computer Ben Beseira, if we're learning from Sinai, it's not solely from Sinai, but there's another added Hashash, which is Thomas Besa.
So I think
we'll see.
Right.
We'll find out. That's the machlokes later on. What?
They would not normally do the 7 days because it's not such a common thing. So there are eights. The 7 days you can make sure he doesn't throw him out of the house.
That's what I want to say.
Yeah. It was. It was. So therefore, but so once they did 6 days, they threw in the seventh. But you're really learning it from the 6 days. They just threw in the seventh.
No, I agree. Yeah. Just saying that there should be a difference in the Talmud from the two.
The Gemara Davav. Okay, we'll see in Davav. That's really Davav. Yeah. All right. Menachem just started the new Amud. Amud Reb Yechonon Yishlok Shtar Amud Aleph. Bishlam Ledidi. The Alfina Mimiluim. I learn the Prisha Shiva Liyamech from the Miluim. Hainer Desanya. It's understandable that it says Zev Zeh Koyim Kippur Koyim for Paraduma. The 7 days prior, Mazlov Kol Shiva. They spritz them for the mechatos mikol chatois shayisham, which I'll get to in a moment, from all the chatois that were there. To have a nami hazabi miluim, because by the miluim as well they were spritzed from what was there. So hu adin, we're going to say the same is true on Yom Kippur and Paraduma. Now, if you notice, the Brice said mikol chatois shayisham. So Rashi says that every Paraduma there ever was, they used that. And he brings down the Afer Parashal Moshe Lekila. Never got used up. That Afer always remained. Now why did they use from every par? What's the reason for that? The Rimul Unil says to me, Mechabed Kahanim had done all these other paradumas. And the Tiferes Yisrael, Mishnayis, and Para, says maybe one of the paras were done incorrectly. So to make sure they got it right, you spritzed a little bit from each one. If you're telling me you're learning Prisha Shiva Liyamech from Sinai, Hazab b'Sinai mihava? There's no Hazab b'Sinai. So, Amal etameich, minecha, you're learning from Miluim. Miluim didn't spritz mechatas, they spritz dam. What does it say by the Miluim? It was the Pasuk says he spritz dam. Nah, that doesn't bother us. Holy kasha. The Tanir Chia nicht sumayim tachas dam. We can flip. Zob dam mayim. That doesn't mean you make a flip. So Tais explains, because not a real drasha. If it be a real drasha, I couldn't say, oh, well, there it's dam, here it's mayim. No. It's a smachta baalm, as Tais says. So since it's a smachta baalm, we have more of a license to switch the dam for the mayim. Elo didach, hazob besina mehavo? Amali, you're right. Malo baalmo. So I learned Prisha Shivali Amechad from Sinai. However, Parah Aduma and Yom Kippurim, Parah Zamayel Ba'alma, Yom Kippurim, you're going Mamash L'machan Hashchina, so that it added component, which was the spritzed. Tani Kavast Reb Yechanan, we learned from the Miluim. Tani Kavast Reish Laksh, learned from Sinai. Tani Kavast Reb Yechanan, we learned from Miluim, the Pasuk says, Bizais, with this, Yavi Aron Al Kodesh. Mash Amr Bi'inan, with what it says there. Let's see what that means. Mahi Benin de Miluim. You go in on Yom Kippur the same way you go in for, you went in by the Miluim. What does that mean? Ma Amr Binyan Miluim. By the Miluim was Aaron Pir Shiva Vishem Shem Echad. Aaron Akayin had been isolated for 7 days and worked 1 day. So too, Yom Kippur as well. The 7 days prior, he had to learn up about the Avodah, learn the sukkahs of the Avodah. So, Afladar is the same thing as well. Can God Pair Shiva separate for 7 days? Mashiach Mashiach Mechad. Ushnei Tamid Chacham Tamid Shal Maisha, we'll see why two. And two of Taminu and Maisha, when it says Maisha means Lefuke Tzedukim. Mais like Shiva, Kidei Lachancha Ba'Avodah, two Talmidim were mechanech, not only learned on his own, but they taught it to him. Mikan amru, shevis yamim, kaidim yom kippurim, afrish kangal no mibesai, he gets isolated from his house, delicious parhedrin, kashem shem afrish kangadol, just like we separate the kangadol from his house to a lishcha, sekach mafrish and kain a sevis para, you separate the kain from his house to a lishcha for the paraduma, le lishcha apnei abira, sefainis mizracha. Ve'echadzeh, both the Kohen Gadol, who's being separated 7 days for one avoid, for 1 day, and for Aduma, Mazla Kol Shiva, they got spritzed every day, except if 1 day fell on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you can't spritz, it looks like Tikkun Mana. Mikol Chatoyis Shoyusham. Vim Taimer, how could you learn from the Miluim? By the Miluim you spritz Dam, and by Paraduma, and by Yom Kippur, it was Mayim, Hocha Mayim. Amata Nichtsu Mayim Tachas Dam. Replacing the blood with water. Now, I mentioned, I'll say before, why do they need two Talmidim? Why can one teach them? Yeah, but there's nothing covered, there's to teach him. It's not covered here, it's teaching him. So why need two? Where is the slack off? Why not? You know what Tais Yishanim says? Time Shtayim and Echad, two is better than one. I didn't make it up, look at the side of your Gemara. Tais Yishanim, right side of the page. Oh, by you it's the left side, by me it's the right. I have the right away. Tell me Shnayim and Echad, what?
They were not necessarily Kohanim, were they?
No, they don't have to be.
I mean, because I think the Kohanim are the ones who know the Avodah the best.
Yeah.
Right? So
maybe they were. I don't know if they were Kohanim. Maybe yeah, maybe no.
It doesn't say they had to be Kohanim.
I could show you many people today that are Kohanim, and they don't know the Sugya of Avodah. I could show many Israelim today who do know the Sugya of Avodah. It happens to be base brisk, happens to be Levium. The Tais Rosh says another Tais. You know what Tais Rosh says? If let's say the Kain Gadol doesn't do the Avoid the way he's supposed to in Kippur. Yeah, that's what you guys taught me. You didn't teach me right. No. There were two of us. We know we taught it to you right. Yeah. Yeah. That's what Tais Rosh says. Yeah, that's what you said. And Tais Shem says two's better than one.
I mean, that could be for the three, so they may not disagree.
Oh, they may, yeah, it's true. But I don't know what he means. What does he mean, two is better than one? What does it mean? Two is better than one. That's because the Gemara Tainus. Neither are bad them. Bad.
In my uncle the Nativ, the recall was because they said, someone said the Rambam would have been better if you learned with Chavrusa. He had a deeper understanding.
Who said this?
Someone in that book, my uncle the Nativ, which sent out, Lakewood Chazer sent it out 30 years ago as a money raiser, and 2 days later they had a recall. because someone actually read the book before. And in the book, so they quote somebody, it could have been, I don't, maybe someone said, it's the Rambam Al Chavrusa, who has clearer understanding.
What? My uncle was not so smart. Yeah. Do you remember that? My uncle said,
that's why they didn't like that book.
Right. That's why.
Weimer, another pasuk. Kasher osa b'yayim hazeh, tziva Hashem lasas l'cha pralechem. That's the pasuk. Now, we're going to try to figure out later why we bring the second pasuk. Now, we're going to darshan the pasuk. Now, remember, this braisa has teshchum z'Rabbi Yochanan. We'll read the braisa, and we'll see how well you remember Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, you ready? Zok to Gemara, and I'll stop, I'll let you think. Lassois Elamai Sapara. Lechaper Elamai Sim Kippurim. What's the problem with that statement?
Is it Rabbi Yochanan or is Rabbi?
To Rabbi Yochanan himself.
So Rabbi Yochanan said one.
Very good. The problem is we're right now bringing a pasuk as a brice to Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan said that from the pasuk we learned Parah Aduma and Yom Kippurim. And if you look in Gimel Amud Beis, fourth to last narrow line, Amr of Yechanan, Mas Nichada, only one. And there's one Makar, not two. So my Gemara comes with a Gillian on the side. It says, Loi Garcina, and you're not garish the words, Elamai Sapara. Where did I get it from? Tais and Gimel Amud Beis. Divrei Amasal Gimel Divrei Amasal Derabe. About 9 lines in, it says, "V'loy garsinan bebrais the tani kavas Rabbi Yechon lasizem ma'isapara." Take that out, because you shouldn't be finding a makar in the pasuk of ma'isapara. Rather, you're going to be gairus. Let's read it again. "V'aymer kashet asu b'yom hazat siva sham lasis lachaper aleichem lasis." Stop there. Now, good. Ekapadim is all raya to Yechon and Shita. The Gemara asks, "V'hai b'zois," which we wanted to say is to teach us that Yom Kippurim is like miluim, because it's an extra word. It's used for something else. By the gufay, par ben bakar lachatos v'ayloilo. Zakra, no. That pasuk can't just be teaching me that that's the karbanis that Kohen Gadol has to go in with. E lekarm lechudei, if that's all we'll be teaching, lemik b'kra bizeh, ay be'ela, my bizeis. What's the bizeis? Bizeis, as Rashi points out, v'loshen nekeva. Right? Par and ayol is what? Is a male. So can't only be teaching me that. Elamai, besides telling me what type of carbon, the Zeis is teaching me that the halachas of miluim apply to Yom Kippurim as well. Zeis, you could have said Zeh. Yeah? Zeis lashon nekeva. It wouldn't stim with the word paranile. That's what Rashi points out. Samai b'zois, shema minotarti. Chodesh hazeh, not chodesh hazeis. I would assume it's nekazachar. Yeah, I don't know. Mai v'oimer, why did we need to bring another pasuk? V'chiteim ha'yayim b'kippurim kamu d'boi prisha. Maybe only the first Yom Kippur in history required the Kohen Gadol to be isolated 7 days prior. K'rash b'miluim? Av v'yayim b'kippurim da'alma loy? Or inami Kohen Gadol kamu d'boi prisha. The first Kohen Gadol in history. Arna Kohen. He needs prisha like he needed for the miluim. But every Kohen Gadol da'alma may be loy. So therefore, tashma kesha asa. That's why I brought the pasuk. So all this brisa was to support Rabbi Yechon and Shita, that he learned everything from the miluim. Tanya Kavas Dereish Lakish, we're not going to finish the brisa today, that his source is Sinai. Moshe Olabanan, Moshe went up in the cloud. Veneskasa Banan, he got covered by the cloud. Veneskatsha Banan, and he got sanctified in the cloud. They the Kabbal Torah Yisrael to go up and accept the Torah for Klal Yisrael. Bektusha Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'yishkin kvayd Hashem al Sinai, v'chaseil ba'anan," and was covered. Chaseil anan, the anan covered it for how long? Well, we'll see in a minute. Now, what was the purpose of this? Let's see. We'll get to this now. That's what he did. So zeh hayamaisa, this story that we're quoting, that Moshe Rabbeinu went to the clouds, was achas Aseres Dibros. After he brought down the Aseres Dibros on Shavuos, so he went up back on the mountains, and for a period of time, for 6 days, he was within the clouds before he went up to Shemayim. So he was isolated in those clouds for 6 days before he went up to Shemayim. Rabbi Kiva Imer, sorry? Beginning of the 40 days, going up, yeah, correct. Yeah. The first six of the 40, he was on the cloud. Rekiva Imer Vayishkan Kvayr Hashem Rish Chodesh. That the Yishkan Kvayr Hashem is from Rish Chodesh. Seven is when he counts the 6 days. Vechaseo Anan Lahar Vayikra Maisha. Now all this is from Rish Chodesh until Shavuos. And Hashem called to Maisha, Maisha, the Chai Yisrael Aimdim. Laba Kasev, the Torah, this that it mentions, Vayikra Maisha is only there. Ela lechala covered the Moshe to give Moshe cover that he was singled out, but not that he was in the. Not that this was saying that he was in clouds before. We'll finish the Rai Bez Hashem tomorrow. What's it? That's tomorrow's Gemara.